T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Hello, hello.
What's up?
What's up, Luke? How are you, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. Thrilled to be talking to you, as always, and celebrating a bunch of big things that we're going to touch on. We'll start with Waves, which is on its way to becoming the fifth number one off of the Born Here, Live Here, Die Here album. I did a little researching today, man, and Kill the Lights had 6 number ones. Are you going to try and beat that record?
Like I said, 5, I didn't realize 5 is news to me. So, I do have more songs on this album I want to release. So we may, hopefully, fingers crossed, we may tie Kill the Lights. But I think, I hope, certainly having the opportunity to have Waves getting near the top of the charts is pretty special. And like I said, you kind of want to make sure you don't look too far ahead. Just right. Be trying to be present and enjoy the success of this song. But we'll see we'll see. Like I said, if you're gonna break records, you might as well break your own, right?
That's what I'm thinking, man. Most people are lucky to get 3 off of one album. You are just cranking them out, which of course, you know, speaks volumes about you and your ability and your talent and all of that. Do you find, I tell people all the time that when it comes to music, it's a lot like movies and TV shows where it takes a while to get this stuff out here. And so what we're hearing now is stuff that you worked on, you know, years ago. Do you ever get antsy and want to move on to something that you have in your hand right now? Maybe it's a song you heard yesterday that you want to get out right now, but you have to wait for the process.
Well, that stuff is, that stuff does go on. I mean, it happens. Yeah. Quite a bit. And what's funny is when you play some of these songs to your family members and your friends, and then they're bugging you because they heard it a year and a half ago, right. And it still they still can't go, you know, they still can't go get it. But it's a natural, you know, it's kind of a natural thing. I mean, when a song, you know, the beauty of where I'm at in my career, I mean, early in your career, you're just struggling to try to have a hit and hopefully have a way to record music and people actually hear it. But now the beauty is if I find something that really, really excites me, you know, we can get together and get in the studio and get to work pretty quick and record a song or even record 4 songs. Yeah. And really kind of turn it around. But no matter what, I mean, when you go into recording music and then you start picking dates that you want to put albums out, I mean, it's just a little bit of a timely process just because you gotta line it all up to really work properly. And so, yeah, I mean, I've got a couple songs right now that I'm like, gosh, I cannot wait to see. you know, it's always that way, and that's a fun thing to be a part of, to see, to kind of wonder what this song you've written, how the fans are going to react to it in a couple years.
I want to talk about My Dirt Road Diary, which is phenomenal, streaming right now on IMDb TV. You talked about your kids hearing your brother's voice for the first time. Did you guys sit down and watch this thing together, and what was it like to kind of see their faces when that happened?
We haven't spent a lot of time as a family watching it. We my wife and I have watched parts of it. I mean, some of it is still very, very tough for her to watch. And if we sit the boys down and then me and Caroline start getting emotional and all that, you know, so I kind of want them to see it as maybe they want to see it. But so I would say that the boys haven't, from top to bottom, it's hard to get them to sit down and watch the new Space Jam from top to bottom. So the main thing is just, you know, as they come to me, it's there, it's living there, and if they want to sit down and watch an episode or two just to kind of learn a little bit more about, you know, their uncles and their aunts, you know, we're ready. But, you know, right now we're just, you know, my friends and my family and the older parts of my friends and my family, they're really appreciating it and love. And obviously getting a lot of feedback from the fans too.
There's a line that sticks out for me from your dad, and you posted it on your socials as well. And it's one that everyone's kind of talking about, where he says, please get out of here and follow your dreams, which is really a bigger statement than it even appears. And obviously you're very successful in all of that. But at the time, that statement is something that I would say, 97% of parents wouldn't say, because usually what comes with this kind of career that you have is a lot of failure, and most people don't make it. So it's that sentence for me is really, really big, because obviously he didn't know that you were going to make it, but believed in the fact that you were going to make it. That's a big deal.
Well, he believed, as all of my family believed, he believed that you get one go round at this life. And you don't want to look back with any regrets and any, you know, what could have been. And, you know, I could have, you know, I mean, we all know those people that didn't quite go for it all the way. And he wanted to make sure that I was not one of those people that sitting at the bar 30 years later going, I wonder what would have happened.
So. Sure.
You know, he was just selfless enough to just say, get out of here. You know, we're going to miss you, but now, you know, you're only young once, and you can only go tackle these things one time in your life. So he was, you know, he was a big support system, and as my mother too, and really all my family were really behind me.
If you haven't watched it yet, My Dirt Road Diary. Amazing. Very, very good. I want to talk about Caroline, who posted yesterday that she's working on her Prankmas list. Do you see things like this? And do you get a little bit worried? And do you have your own list ready to go?
Well, I don't try to do, you know, I don't try to do retaliation, because then you start a retaliation.
Right.
It starts snowballing. But yeah, I mean, she'll start the Prankmas. Yeah, I mean, it gets a little tense around the household. You know, the main thing is, like I said, I'm sure air horns and fireworks. When I start seeing these things showing up around the house, I get a little weary. But at the end of the day, I mean, I'm the subject of some of the pranks. But then, so we'll see what happens. But I'm sure she's already got them lined up in store and. We'll see what happens. I pray I make it through another season.
It's always fun to watch from the outside looking in, of course. I read some of you were talking about on this new tweet. You're finally back on the road, right? Doing these shows, feeling the energy from the fans at live concerts. You talked about performing some songs for the very first time on this tour, because of course it's a year and change since any of us have been out here. What is the difference, do you think, from before the pandemic and all of that, and now with the energy at these crowds and these shows?
Well, you can tell the energy is certainly elevated. You know, I think, you know, me as a performer, I got spoiled just walking out on stage, and I think fans got spoiled just being able to go buy a ticket and go see a concert. Yeah. Now you can see everybody's just more on cloud nine about it. You know, the fans are really excited and exuberant about being out there on the, you know, being out there watching shows. And me and my band, we're as excited to be on the stage. And yeah, I mean, it's been amazing watching the people come out and watching them come enjoy the concerts. And we're out there working hard, trying to put the best show we've ever put on, and loving where we're at. And like I said, yeah, I haven't had a chance to do One Margarita or What She Wants Tonight. Yeah. Or Down to One. And so, yeah, we like to watch the crowds and see how they're reacting to these songs, and it can tell us how we did, you know, in picking singles.
Luke, it's so good to chat with you. Congrats on all the success. We're going to celebrate another number one with Waves. Happy birthday to Tate. Belated birthday. I know it was just recently that he had a birthday. It's always good to chat with you. Thanks so much for the time, Luke.
Hey, thank you, buddy. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.